super stupid. Yo, stranger things in this town. Pray my feet don't fail me now. Drop it. Stranger than fiction. All right, today's Stranger Than Fiction comes to us from New Mexico, where U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents at the New Mexico-Mexico border had to seize illegal contraband coming into the United States.
Okay.
Now, you may think, well, what's the big deal? You know, they're always smuggling drugs and things in, right? No, no, not drugs. Not even prescription medications.
All right.
But rather, 200 pounds of illegal Mexican bologna. That's right. Nearly bologna. 200 pounds of illegal Mexican bologna was found in the truck of a Nissan Rogue at the Columbus, New Mexico port of entry. The driver, a 49-year-old from Albuquerque, was fined $500. They also found some of the bologna in a luggage, in the driver's luggage. They show a picture of it. It's like in the bed of the truck, and it was like a whole thing. It was covered. It was like, he even had a little space for it.
Wow.
And, yes, apparently a Mexican bologna is prohibited in the U.S., because it could introduce foreign animal diseases into the U.S. pork industry.
Ah, okay, gotcha. All right. I was wondering what the big deal was.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Like, what? First of all, why are you smuggling bologna? If I'm going to risk going to prison and paying a major fine for smuggling stuff in, I think I'm going to find something more valuable than bologna. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a hot market for Mexican bologna.
It might be. It might be. Maybe it's that good. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I can't tell the brand here. It was in red packages. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There were like 15 big, huge rolls of it.
Mm. Wow.
According to the Customs and Border Patrol, Columbus Port Director Tony Hall, he said it is important that travelers understand they should declare all items they are transporting from abroad to avoid fines and penalties. A properly declared prohibited item can be abandoned at the port without consequence.
Oh, okay.
And this is not, by the way, the first time that they have had to smack down on Mexican bologna smugglers.
Are you serious?
In 2019, agents also seized 154 pounds of bologna at the Texas border that had been hidden behind the seat of a driver's truck. I would think the problem is you can smell the bologna.
Yeah, that's what
I
was thinking.
I mean, even in the pack, you can smell it, especially if it's warm out.
Yeah.
So apparently there's a hot market for Mexican bologna that you cannot get into the United States.
That makes me want to taste this bologna.
Yeah. See, I know. Melinda's not here next week. She's doing community service because she was smuggling illegal Mexican bologna into the country.
I hope it's good.
There you go. You've been warned. Do not smuggle Mexican bologna into the United States.
No.
We'll tolerate a lot of stuff, but we're not tolerating that.
Not that baloney.
Not that baloney. Oh. There you go. That's today's People Are Strange.